Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom 107.5 FM, KPYG 94.9, Cayucas, San Luis Obispo, and kpig.com on the World Wide Web. It's a minute past 7 o'clock. It is time for news. Here's Travis T. Hip with all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Oh, man. You got to take a view from space, looking down at the Middle East, and there is Syria, the largest of the multiple Arab republics along the area. Next to that is Iran. And Iran is our enemy, quote-unquote, for a variety of reasons, but at least we do not support anybody who supports Iran, which the Assad regime has done. So we've been leaning on them to give in to the popular protest in the street by the pro-democracy Arab Spring movement, which has been viciously oppressed by the Hassan government. Now comes riots in the streets by the pro-Assad faction, who, among other things, protested at the American embassy, penetrated the compound, ran up a Syrian flag on our flagpole, and did some other damage which has not been detailed yet. Eventually, the Marines at our embassy were able to force the demonstrators back out of the compound and theoretically reestablish security, although we don't know yet. Things are not going well, and it puts us in the interesting position of having to back off on pressure for Syria if we don't want to have more protests in the streets against us. They're the only people that can control the protests. Everything blows up. For those of us who've been doing this for a while, the memories of the student takeover of our embassy in Iran are all too fresh. The U.S. is pulling $800 million in military aid out of the budget for Pakistan. The White House announced that over the weekend. This is pressure to get the Pakistani government behind the operations of anti-Al-Qaeda and other elements in that country. Right now, the military are pressing back. The CIA raid on the bin Laden scene has resulted in the detention of various people who cooperated with the U.S. in that raid. It's a very touchy situation, to say the least, and turning into one that's even less than touchy could be antagonistic. Atlanta has docked with the International Space Station and is unloading today provisions, spare parts, and space junk is apparently a threat. There's a Russian satellite or rocket body that is floating around up there. It's going to come fairly close to the International Space Station's location, but so far no action is expected to be taken to move anything out of the way. The French defense minister has called on the Benghazi Patriot Brigades to negotiate with Muammar Gaddafi and his government. This is in relation to the fact that the French are the ones who are supplying a lot of the arms, and the military situation on the ground is very simple. There's Benghazi and the areas around it, which are essentially in the hands of the Patriot Brigades, and then there's 150 miles of wide open, no cover road between there and the beginning of having to fight for Tripoli. That 150 miles means anybody that moves on it is an easy target, and we can't get past it, and the Benghazi folks haven't done it even with NATO support. And so the French are beginning to lead the pack in backing out of what is turning into a longer campaign than anybody ever wanted to. Meanwhile, the official word is that the NATO government is now going, NATO management is now going to start talking with the Gaddafi government on some sort of a deal for him to remain in the country, but out of power. If they can pull it off, don't hold your breath. The Sunday meeting at the White House with the group, the leadership of the Congress, etc., did not go well. An hour and 25 minutes, and the Republicans essentially walked out again, refusing anything, including the allowing of the tax breaks from the Bush administration for millionaires, et cetera, to expire, anything of that nature, they will not sit still for. The president said that everything was on the table and he was ready to negotiate a lot of things, but there will be no change in the benefit structures for Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid. That one caused the Republicans to walk out. They're scheduling another meeting today and daily from now until the point in time in which it becomes obvious that it ain't going to work and we're in real trouble. And finally, a federal official, unnamed in the first reports, has said that as far as the government is concerned, marijuana should remain as a Schedule I drug, dangerous and addictive. So much for progress on that front. And there's another, that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. Stay tuned.